You probably haven't heard of Henry Heinz. However, the folks in Elkton, South Dakota know that he invented a flying machine that didn't fly. But perhaps what was most interesting was one of Henry's biggest fears. You can still see part of that story long after his death, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Anna Even explains, the town of Elkton, South Dakota, had a most interesting inventor.
Henry Heinz was an immigrant to the United States, and he kind of liked to be creative. He was very inventive and invented a flying machine prior to the Wright brothers inventing theirs.
But there's a reason you have heard of the Wright brothers and not Henry Heinz.
He patented it, and then he had a test flight in the town of Elkton. And I can imagine that there was a street full of people watching it, but the accounts say that it rose about 8 feet in the air and then plopped to the ground.
But perhaps what's most interesting about Heinz is what happened to him after his death.
He is buried in the Elkton Cemetery, and everyone who goes out there always wonders about the above-the-ground crypt. Who's in there? Why are they in there? And why did they build it as they built it? But the story goes that he was afraid to be buried alive.
Heinz went to extreme measures to assure that if he was put inside the crypt, he was in fact dead.
So he actually hired a young man to come there and check to make sure that he was dead for a week after his burial. And he had a key instructed to be hung inside the crypt and just wanted to make sure he was not buried alive.
In fact, Heinz's casket even had a glass window on the lid so that the boy could easily peer inside to see if there was any movement. The key inside the crypt ensured Heinz could get out if he was actually just sleeping rather than dead. It's just part of the interesting story surrounding this town's hopeful inventor of a flying machine. Traveling the countryside in Elkton, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.